Obviously, Hell Yeah is currently a week into the United Kingdom tour with Avenged Sevenfold and Stone Sour. So, how is that going?
Going awesome. Great, great opportunity, and my hat's off to those guys. I really appreciate them having us come and be a part of this. It's been amazing.
Okay, is that just like another stepping stone in raising the band's UK profile?
Sorry, I didn't get any of that.
Said, is this like yet another stepping stone in raising the band's UK profile?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and so we're just starting to lay the pavement, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is just a really important step for us, and, you know, our attitude is we want to be a worldwide band, you know, so this is a great opportunity, and it's been awesome, and I think we've been having great shows, and I think the people are receiving us really well, and, you know, we're just going to continue to lay the groundwork, you know.
Okay, how is the material from the new record being received?
I think really well, you know. People are yelling when they're over, so unless they're lying to me, I think they like it.
Okay, do they, like, know the words to some of the tracks and that type of thing?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, like, we're playing really in front of a kind of a different audience for us, you know what I'm saying? This is, this crowd isn't necessarily a crowd that's familiar with us, so there's definitely kind of, like, I think people are just watching, you know what I mean, like, really trying to figure it out. But, you know, hopefully what we're doing is going to inspire people to, you know, become better acquainted with the music. And I feel like from the reaction that that's definitely what's going down, so.
Are there certain tracks from the new record you like to perform live?
Yeah, I mean, I'm into all our material. So whatever we put in the set list, I'm really happy with playing. You know, new record, old record. I don't really have one specific favorite song. I think that, you know, I'm biased. I'm a singer. I like them all.
How does the band go about doing a set list then? Obviously, the band got two records of material to choose from.
You know, we try to, you know, it's just like sequencing a record. You know what I mean? You try to put, you know, you want the hips and valleys in there, especially when you're a band like we are that's got a lot of movement. We have heavy songs, we have mellower songs, we have songs about this and songs about that. You try to, you know, arrange your set list accordingly, you know, like, you know, keep people moving, keep people interested, you know what I mean? Songs that we feel translate better than other ones live, and, you know, that's usually just how we, you know, just kind of put it together.
Okay, and how long is the band performing on this tour then? Like, how long is the set?
It's anywhere between 30 and 40 minutes.
Okay, so the band's more or less like packing its best material in, giving it a good go, and then letting the other bands get on with it.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. What was it like the last time the band formed in UK? That was the Download Festival, I believe.
Yeah, Download. It was awesome. We played pretty early in the day. I think it was like 2 or 3 or something like that. So, you know, we didn't have the full range of all the people in yet. But I mean, we probably still played to 30,000 people, and it was awesome, man. I mean, people really seemed to enjoy it. And we played over here before with Hell Yeah on the first record. The Download that year, and I think it was pretty well received. So, yeah, I love the festivals, but I also love club shows, and, you know, these side shows that we're doing with Avenged are really cool too. We just played, you know, Hammersmith, Apollo, whatever, and it, you know, holds 5,000 people. It's a theater. It's kind of that. Really, is kind of the best of both worlds situation between, like, you know, masses of a festival and intimacy of a, you know, kind of a really nice medium to play that show. A lot of fun.
Is it any different than performing in front of a festival audience to a club audience?
Well, usually if you're in a club show, it's, you know, I'd be headlining or whatever, so everybody's there to see you. With a festival setting, you know, there are so many great bands on throughout
a music video was recently released for Cowboy Way. Could you tell me about that music video?
I don't know a lot about it. I know it's, I think it's basically a compilation of a bunch of live footage that was put in. We just wanted to put something together. I think that, you know, has the energy of that song, which is a pretty high energy song. And,
okay. What are the lyrics about on that song then?
Double Away?
Yeah.
I think it's just like, I think it's just kind of like not getting down on yourself, not letting people get down on you. You know, maybe a place where just kind of living for the moment, you know, living in the now. You know, I left my soul by the side of the road. You know, who cares? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not going to worry about it. I mean, I'm going to keep moving forward, you know. I don't care what people say about me or whatever you say, whatever you think.
Mm.
My business.
Would it be okay if we spoke a bit more about the second record?
Sure.
Could you talk me, first of all, like, talk me through how the material came together for the second record?
We just get in a room and go.
Okay.
Like, sit around and, like, think about where the music industry is or what's hot right now or, you know what I mean? It's not our vibe, you know what I mean? We've all been doing this for a long time and I think it's important for us to just be honest with ourselves and paint with our own brush, and we just get in there and just kind of go for it. I mean, music's art. Some people are going to receive it, some people aren't. You know, you can please some people some of the time, but you can't please everybody all the time, so the first person you better start with is yourself. And I think that that's just kind of how we do it. It's just, got a riff, yeah, here we go, hey, you know, and we just go from there, you know, so we have a song, you know.
Mm.
We go on to the next thing.
Obviously, before that, the band's debut record was released. Was there any lessons the band learnt on our first record that maybe were incorporated on second album? Like certain directions the band wanted to go in further, and certain ones the band didn't want to.
I don't really think so. I mean, I think that Hell Yeah is Hell Yeah, and I think that even though the first record was kind of an experiment, we didn't really know what it was. You know, I think it came together really quickly. I think that it fit.
Okay.
So the Hell Yeah personality is, and I think that kind of transcended into the next record. I feel like it's a very natural progression. I think we had a better understanding of what Hell Yeah was on the second record because we knew each other better and had the record together, so we kind of had a comfortable jumping off point for the second record for sure.
Mm. How would you musically compare the two albums then?
Compare them
on a musical level.
I think that they're just, I mean, it's, you know, that I don't really have a definition for what we are, you know, not anything that can be spoken. I mean, Hell Yeah is more of an attitude. Like I said, I think that the second record is just a continuation of what we started with on the first record. You know, like we had a better understanding of, like I said, what Hell Yeah was. And I think sonically it's a better sounding record, but I think that it still has that, because of the way that we record, I think that it still has that kind of raw kind of edge to it. It's not, I don't think that Hell Yeah can be one of those bands that's really over polished or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something that's real, you know, this real high gloss, like super clean sound. I mean, it's part of our nature to have like kind of that dirty, dirty, raw, kind of dangerous edge, I think.
Okay.
Or was to make it sound better, but keep that edge.
Okay, could you tell me about the groove on the record?
Groove?
Yeah.
Full of it. If there's one thing we can do, it's that. But we got probably the king of groove, you know, counting it off, so.
Okay. I'm more about the southern rock elements, then.
I don't really know how to describe what that is. I think it's just comes down to just the attitude of what we are, you know. And this is a, you know, this is the, I mean, there's just, this is a Dallas-based band, you know what I mean? And I think that coming from all of our influence or whatever, we come was listening to Skinner and, you know, just that.
Okay, so would you say Hell Yeah has a lot of that, like, Texas attitude?
I think it's all about attitude, absolutely. You know, just like, kind of a, here we are, you know what I mean? If you don't like it, we're here anyway.
Okay, and is that reflected in the lyrical content as well?
I think so. Yeah, I think here and there. I mean, I think that there, you know, that, you know, there are deeper moments and of they were badasses. You know what I mean? Like, I take a lot of pride in writing lyrics. I love writing lyrics, and I've always been the kind of guy that I'm not afraid. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm not afraid to open myself up and let people have a look. There's a level of vulnerability that you have to have to really touch people. You know what I mean? You open your heart and you hope that they don't stab you in it. You know what I mean? You gotta at least open it and give people a chance.
Okay, are there specific examples you can provide from the second record?
Better Man, I think. Stand or Walk Away. Better Man, like, opening my, like, really facing that, facing that kid, you know what I mean? Again, you know, took a lot for me to work, you know, but once it started coming out, it was just like, you know, just like, it was just rolling out of me. I felt good about it, you know, I kind of faced the problem and, or faced a memory, and then, instead of turning my back on it and trying to sweep it under the rug and make it go away, because it just doesn't play. You have to. Sometimes you need confrontation. Sometimes it's self-reflecting. So you have to face things.
Has any material been written for a possible third record?
No. We're just, right now, we're just in touring mode, and, you know, touring basically takes up all of your day. it's definitely not a comfortable way to write things, for that's for sure. So we just kind of don't even mess with it. We write pretty fast though when we get together. So
okay, so the band generally the band gets together in a recording space then, and a rehearsal space. I mean, and just jams and see what happens.
Yeah, Vinny's house. We record right as we write everything. Everything. I don't think there's one note that I've ever written isn't on some sort of format. You know what I mean? We write and then we don't demo and then go back and re-record the song. We just write the song, play through it, and that's the song. You know, that's what it is.
Mm.
There's not completely old school element, but it's not, definitely not new school, where it's, everything is just really.
Would you say the chemistry has evolved then since the band formed in 2006?
Absolutely. There's no way that it couldn't. I mean, we didn't. I didn't know Vinny. You know, as a person, I didn't know him at all. I just knew, you know, I was a fan of Pantera, and, you know, I knew whatever I could get out of the home videos and stuff over the years of watching them and being a fan. And but, you know, like I've said before, the first record was kind of an experiment. You know, we just got together, didn't really know each other, and started writing songs, you know. After we wrote the record, went out on tour, got to know each other, built a brotherhood, kind of bond pact, you know, and everything. And, you know, you can't help but go into the second record with a better understanding of what you are, what this guy is, you know, who he is. And it's been an exciting process, really, to watch everything evolve, you know, over the course of the last few years.
Mm. How did the band hook up with Vinny then, if you didn't, like, did one of the other guys know him, or?
Yeah, Tom knew him, and original bass player Jerry, he knew him. They were calling him, trying to get him to do it, and I think that he just had to come to terms with it, you know, of wanting to play again. You know, the first time was just pretty much straight up no.
Mm.
just like, oh, I don't know, maybe. And then, you know, it's a phone call and everybody's on a plane heading to Dallas, you know. I think he needed to, you know, really make up, come around full circle and really make sure that he was ready to come back to music.
Yeah.
Playing in a band, it's not about you, it's about five guys, you know. So I think he had to make sure that he was ready to make that commitment. And then when he was, you know, he had an outstanding job, man.
Was that a difficult process, considering, like, the death of his brother was, like, not that long before that?
Yeah, I think it was very difficult for him. You know, I was there the first time we walked in that studio, you know, which the first studio we recorded in was Chase and Jason, which is basically at Dime's garage behind his house, you know, and they did Reinventing the Steel there, they did Damage Plan Record there, they did Rebel Meets Rebel there, they did Great Southern Trendkill there, you know, in that studio. So I think walking back in there, you know, was, it took a lot for him that day. I mean, I remember him really having a tough time just walking across the threshold of the door, you know, let alone playing music, you know, in that space without his brother being there. This is one more thing where it's like, you know, you gotta, and everything comes around full circle, and I think it was really hard for him at first, but he got going, and I think he felt very comfortable, and I think that he realized that Dime was there. You know, I think that his brother is, you know, really driven him. Oh, you know, I think that they've driven each other their whole life together for excellence, you know, in what they do. He has an understanding that his brother was actually helping him get back in there and act what he does best.
Yeah, definitely. How do you juggle your time between Mudvayne and Hell Yeah, then?
Very carefully. No, it's just, you know, just... this is what I'm doing now, and that's what I'm doing when I'm doing that, and whatever you do, you know, you should give 100% of yourself. You know, I don't think about my vein right now. I'm got my Hell Yeah hat on right now, and, you know, until it's time to put that hat back on and put this one up, you know, this is where I am, you know. The biggest juggle, I think, is family, you know, home life, you know, my wife and stuff. Bands, you're gone a lot, so that's probably been the hardest balance. We're good.
Okay, you, would you describe yourself as a family man then?
Well, I mean, on the level, of course, you know. You know, I'm married and a wife, and I love her, and sure.
Okay.
Family man is the next guy.
Okay, did you intend to have children or anything like that? Or
what's that?
Do you intend to have kids or anything like that?
Oh, that's always, yeah, that's always in the plans. It's, I mean, it's in the works, you know.
Okay. After this tour, what are the plans in for you then? After this UK tour with Hell Yeah?
Well, we finish the UK with Avenged and Stone Sour, and then we go back to Europe with Stone Sour, then we go to Scandinavia with Stone Sour, and finish up the Shiro run, and then we go back to the States. I think we have a week off, and then we, Hell Yeah, I was going out and doing our own little run for a couple weeks. And then, you know, just take a break over Christmas on the 20th, I think, December, and about the 15th of January, and we're just, like, we're trying to figure out what we're doing after that, but we're definitely touring and continue trying to get around the world as much as possible. Break off and write another record.
Okay, are there any plans on the Mudvayne front then in terms of, like, a new record, like, next year or anything of that nature?
I don't know. I don't have any plans for that right now. It's just...
okay.
Whatever Hazy'd even respond on.
Okay, where would you, like, take Hell Yeah from here then? Like, what is the next step?
Touring, another record, you know what I mean? I mean, it'd be... you know, kind of an exercise in futility just to, like,